Hello, this is your instructor, Manuel Vicente, with your third week of Spanish. Now I'm going to give you the class on the third week of Spanish. And welcome to all the students in Seton Home Study School. We're going to go over the rules that are on page 16 in your Spanish 1 book. And we're going over them one by one, and I'm going to give you a few highlights concerning them. Rule number one, los means the before a masculine plural noun and is the masculine plural article. Las means the before a feminine plural noun and is the feminine plural article. In summary, Spanish uses four definite articles. Of course, you already know the singular for el and la, and the plural, los and las, are the ones that we just introduced to you in this section. Rule number two says that you add s to a noun of either masculine or feminine gender that ends in a vowel. Now, the five vowel sounds in Spanish, as you may already know, are a, e, I, o, u. And there's a little rhyme in Spanish that to help you remember those vowel sounds, it's a, e, I, o, u, más sabe el burro que tú. And you know what that means? It means A-E-I-O-U, more knows the donkey than you. Okay, so that's something that the kids tell each other. And, you know, the small kids, they know that rhyme and they laugh about it and joke to each other. So let's see if you can say that little rhyme. A-E-I-O-U, más sabe el burro que tú. Can you repeat that? I heard some people pronounce it very well. Let's do it one more time. A, E, I, O, U, más sabe el burro que tú. Okay, those are the five vowel sounds. Now, when the a word like uso, it ends in an O, it ends in the vowel sound O, for the plural, you would say usos. You would just add the S. And for a word like oso, you know what oso means? That means a bear. You would also say osos, los osos, for the plural form. So, el oso, los osos. El oso, and what is the plural for el oso? Many bears? Los osos. Now, the plural for uva, which is a grape, is uvas. La uva, and what's the plural? Very good. You put the article in front, you say las uvas. Now, you add es to a noun of either gender that ends in a consonant in order to form the plural. For example, el papel becomes, as you see on the paper, can you say it? Correct. Los papeles. And la flor becomes las flores. That's correct. Las flores. And the reason for these rules is because Spanish is a language that flows. Okay, you have to, and in order to flow, you need to have usually a vowel, consonant, vowel, consonant, vowel, consonant, vowel sequence. So it would not flow very well if you said los papeles. You see? It's easier to say in Spanish los papeles for the plural for paper. And how do you say the plural for flower? La flor? Okay, very good. Las flores. Say it one more time. Las flores. Very good. Now, when you have accented words, you leave out the accent in the final syllable when you're adding the plural. So you add ES at the end, like, I'll give you some examples, like the word nación. Now the accent is always on the O that is on the last syllable, because any word that has a natural accent, or in other words, that you hear the last syllable being accented in your hearing, that ends in N, S, or a vowel, like A, E, I, O, U, any of those words will carry an accent in the actual writing. So I'll give you some examples. Nación, nation, will carry an accent on the O. Acción, action, will carry an accent on the O. Munición, munition, like ammunition, will carry an accent on the O. Perdición, and that is not a good state for a Catholic, perdition. Perdición, that will carry an accent on the O also, because it ends in an S. In an N. I was thinking ahead. The words that end in S, some of the words that end in S are escocés, which means Scottish. That will carry an accent on the last E, because it ends in S. Garcés, that's a last name. Garces will carry an accent on the E, because it ends in S. But not only because it ends in S or because it ends in N do they carry an accent. It's if you actually say it with emphasis on the last syllable, will you put the accent on the word. So let's go back to the word in your book, and under number 4, la lección. You see that it has the accent on the O, and what is the plural? You add ES and you take the accent out. It is las lecciones. Okay? You notice now that the stress when you say it is still on the O, but it has no accent. That's because now the C-I-O-N part of the word is the next to the last syllable. You see that it's no longer the last syllable. So therefore, it doesn't follow that rule anymore that you have to accent the last syllable if it ends in N or S. Now, lecciones does end in S, but the stress is on the O. It's on the next to the last syllable. If I had said lecciones, if that were the proper way to pronounce lecciones, then I would put the accent on the E, but it's not. So in this case, when a word ends in S and the stress is on the next to the last syllable, there's no accent. So it's lecciones. Now for canción, what is the plural? How do you pronounce it? That's right. Still the stress on the O. Canciones. The stress on the O, but when you change it to the plural, no accent on the O. Very good. Now for number 5. Rule number 5, when a word ends in Z, change the Z to a C before adding ES. So, lápiz would become, in the plural form, lápices. So the singular form is el lápiz, and the plural, los lápices. Okay, now you notice there's an accent on the A, on the first A right there. And that's in the next to the last syllable. That's because the rule for accents in the next to the last syllable says that you will put an accent when the word ends in any consonant that is not N or S. Just the opposite of the other rule. So you have the accent on the A because the stress when you say the word lapis is on the A. Lapis. You see, you hear the stress on the A? Can you repeat it? Very good. Lapis. Now, why is the accent on the A in lapices? You still hear the stress on the A and you still keep the accent. And the reason is because all words that are stressed in the third to the last syllable, in Spanish they call those words esdrújulas, palabras esdrújulas. You don't have to remember that. But anyway, all words that that have the accent in the third to the last syllable or have the stress in the third to the last syllables will have the accent placed right there on the vowel. So lápices has an accent on the A. Okay, so I guess we combined two lessons in one. A little bit about when to put accents and when to not put accents. And also talking about how to form plurals. So going over it briefly, you have the singular article for the masculine L, for the feminine la, and the plural articles for the masculine los, for the feminine las. And then you have adding the S for words that end in vowels, like osos and uvas, and adding the ES for words that end in consonants, like papeles and flores. And when you change ION endings to, you put the plural for ION endings as ES, and you take the vowel out. Like lección changes to lecciones, canción changes to canciones. And when the word ends in a Z, like lápiz, you change it to the Z to a C, and you add ES. Now, it's interesting, the correct pronunciation in Latin America for lápiz is just the way I'm saying it because I'm from Latin America. But in Spain, it's different. In Latin America, you would say the singular for lápiz as lápiz, and the plural lápices, el lápiz, los lápices, but in Spain you would say el lápiz and los lápices, because with a Z and a C, the pronunciation in Spain, or in Madrid, in the capital of Spain, is different. They pronounce it with a, they stick out their tongue, they lisp it. So let me repeat it one more time. Lápiz and lápices. So if you want to talk correct Spanish in Spain, you would put your tongue between your teeth when you pronounce a C or a Z. So let me say it one more time. Lápiz, el lápiz, and los lápices. We're going to do, I'm going to help you do one exercise here, the directed dialogue on page 18. Okay, Maria says, ¿Cómo es la ciudad? And you have to answer something about how the city is. Now you could say, La ciudad es muy agitada, which means the city is very, there's agitated, there's too much action in it. Or you could say, as the book is asking you, what would you say? La ciudad es... No, don't say larga. That's not the same, that's not the same as large. Don't say larga. Okay, very good. La ciudad es grande e interesante. Okay, la ciudad es grande e interesante. And in Spanish, usually the word y or the word that is written as y is e. In other words, it's pronounced e, and that's usually what and means in Spanish. So Manuel y José means Manuel and Joseph. But when the second word starts with the letter I, or with the E sound, then you don't say Manuel y José anymore. For example, the name Ileana, that starts with an I sound, is in this case you would instead of saying E for and, you would use A. So if you said Sarah and Ileana, you would translate that to Sara e Ileana. You would use the E to mean and. So I hope I'm explaining myself well. Here I go again. Maria asks, ¿cómo es la ciudad? And you would answer, la ciudad es grande e interesante. La ciudad es grande e interesante. Can you repeat that? Very good. La ciudad es grande e interesante. So instead of E or Y to mean and, you use A before a word that starts with an I sound or an E sound in Spanish. Okay, now the second question is, Maria asks, ¿qué es interesante para ver? What is there that is interesting to see? And what is your answer? You might say, los parques son interesantes para ver. The parks are interesting to see. Las playas, if the city is close to the coast, the beaches. Las playas son interesantes para ver. The example in the book is the museums, the theaters, and the restaurants. So you would say, los museos, los teatros, y los restaurantes son, because it's plural, right? Son interesantes para ver. Okay? You notice that there are three things that are interesting, so you would use the plural. You would use the plural of the verb, the plural form of the verb to be, which is son. Los museos, los teatros, y los restaurantes son interesantes para ver. Okay, now we'll answer number three. And the question is, ¿por qué van los hombres y las mujeres deprisa a las oficinas? Do you know what that means? Can somebody translate that? I'll give you a few seconds. Okay, very good. Why do the men and women go to their offices in a hurry? And what is an appropriate answer? Okay, somebody said that people who live in the cities are always in a hurry. That can be very, very well true. And how would you say that in Spanish? Las personas que viven en una ciudad siempre están apurados. Apurados means in a hurry. Okay, but that's not really the answer that the book is asking you. It says you need to say it is necessary to work a lot in order to live in cities. How would you say that? Very good. Es necesario trabajar mucho para vivir en las ciudades. Okay, let me repeat it slowly so you can write it down. Es necesario trabajar mucho para vivir en las ciudades. Okay, I'll give you a few seconds to write that down. Now we go to number four. Maria says, ¿no es posible descansar un poco? You notice how she asked the question, right? The proper way to ask a question is to change the tune a little bit of the sentence, right? ¿No es posible descansar un poco? And you would answer that, yes, in the cities it is possible to rest. Where? In the parks. And how would you say that in Spanish? Sí, es posible descansar en los parques. Can you repeat that? Very good. Sí, es posible descansar en los parques. Okay, I'll let the other people repeat it that weren't, didn't get it quite right the first time. And finally, in number five, María says, en mi aldea es posible ahora descansar y mirar las flores. And the book left out the exclamation point at the end, which should be there. And what is she saying? Very good. In my town, it's possible to now to rest and look at the flowers. In my town, it is possible now to rest and look at the flowers. And what are they asking you to say? Okay, I think what the person wants to say is that we earn money here in order to live in the towns after 30 years. And how would you say that? Okay. Nosotros ganamos dinero aquí para vivir en las aldeas, en los pueblos, las aldeas o los pueblos pequeños, después de 30 años. So this person is saying that, you know, you'll spend 30 years in the city earning money in order to earn yourself a living in a small town after 30 years. That's a lot of work. Okay, let me repeat that one more time. Nosotros ganamos dinero aquí para poder vivir en las aldeas después de 30 años. One more time. Nosotros ganamos dinero aquí para poder vivir en las aldeas después de 30 años. We earn money here to be able to live in the towns after 30 years. Okay, I hope this helped you a little bit, and I'll be seeing you again next week. God bless everybody. If you have any questions, make sure you make use of the message board. Anything I need to clear up from this lecture, feel free to ask me. My name is Manuel Vicente, your Spanish instructor. God bless you.